Good evening. This is a regular session of the Rome Common Council. The date is April 9th, 2025, and the time is 7 p.m. Mr. Seal, please call the roll.
Counselor Sprace.
Present.
Counselor Mortis.
Present.
Counselor Fazio.
Present.
Counselor Smith.
Here.
Counselor Anderson.
Present.
Counselor Dersey.
Present.
Counselor Sebrelia.
Present.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The invocation will be offered by President Nash. Lord, as we face complex decisions, grant us the strength and courage to do what is right. May we lead with conviction and compassion. Amen. At this time, the meeting is now open to the public. You have the opportunity to appear before the council and present your views concerning city affairs. If you wish to speak, please step up to the back microphone, state your name and address, and limit yourself to 5 minutes. Also, please sign in on the speaker sheet as this helps with the record. And just a clarification again, because there was some confusion last meeting. When the public speakers are speaking, we cannot answer them. And in reverse, when the counselors are speaking, there's no dialogue with the public. They speak and everybody's quiet out there, just so we understand. That's the way the meeting is run. We're now ready for our first speaker.
Anybody else? Good evening, everyone. My name is Sarita Ruiz, Turn Road, here representing myself and my fellow business owners of Rome, New York. So there's two things that I came to speak about to the council tonight. First, I'd like to discuss the vendor permit process, also known as the peddler's permit. I come to you not only as a business owner myself, but as the daughter, granddaughter, niece, and mother of a business owner as well. In addition to my 20 plus years as an entrepreneur, I will further qualify myself to the council with my academic achievements, earning my bachelor's in business administration from SUNY Polytechnic, and onto my MBA at Syracuse University. I believe that I'm qualified not only by my studies, but more importantly, my applied practices. I've done a quick study on this permit process, and I will not charge the city for it. This one's free of charge. For those who do not know the process, I would like to explain it now for the council, as well as everybody in this room and the people at home. In order to sell your wares in the city property, you must first obtain a city permit. This requires proof of insurance for your business, workers' comp forms, disability forms, health department permits if you're working with food, references, a background check, and of course, payment. At the time of submission, there's a $50 fee to accept the application, and the remainder is due once you've been approved. The office then verifies the information, and your application is in office transferred to the police department for the background check performed by a sergeant. Once they're done, it is sent back to the clerk's office. If it clears, you are awarded the permit and pay the remainder of the fee. The paperwork warns that this process could take up to 3 weeks, and sometimes you can get it sooner. On average, Rome issues approximately 16 permits per year, with many of them being annual permits. This brings in a little over $3,000 of revenue for the city, not much of a big moneymaker. This is not necessarily a difficult process if you know what you're doing. Side note, if anybody needs assistance in this, just visit my website, www.saritaruiz.com, and I will gladly guide you through this process. I want to stress that the current individuals working in the clerk's office are very helpful, knowledgeable, and very respectful. The first point of contact is so important, especially in a city government office. I was fortunate enough to get a call this morning that my permit was approved, which I submitted a week ago, letting me know that the process is much quicker now than it was when I first started vending my food truck 13 years ago, which I believe took about 3 weeks and a call to the city council. So what's my issue then? Well, the permit schedule and fees just do not make sense. And here's why. Let's compare Rome, Utica, and Watertown. In Utica, there are two options, 1 year and a 6 month. Both permits begin on the day you start and go the full 6 months or 12 months. The cost is $150 for a yearly permit and $100 for a 6 month permit with a 3 day processing period. In Watertown, that yearly permit costs $150. It goes from May 1st to April 31st of the following year, again, giving a full 12 months that they are paying for. Finally, in Rome, a calendar year permit, which runs from January to December, regardless of when you actually get it, is $200, and the six-month option is $125. The six-month option is July to December. Utica is great because it gives you the full year that you're paying for, meaning if I start my permit in May of this year, I will be able to run that permit until May of next year. Watertown also is great because the way that they've set it up is it goes throughout the winter up until the next year. It gives business owners a chance to get back out there when the weather breaks, generate some revenue, and be prepared to renew their license when the time comes. These options make sense. Rome's does not. Farmers markets usually begin in May and run to the end of September, some in October. Most seasonal workers try to work as much as they can for as long as Mother Nature will allow. Normally, by the end of October, they begin winterizing their equipment. I don't know one farmer's market that runs in November or December. Most of us have other jobs, possible side gigs, and the winter stay afloat. So, how can Rome's permit schedule make sense? Simply shifting to a different 6 months. May, June, July, August, September, and October. Those are our prime time. This is the only logical option. Seeing as though we, I apologize, I just need a couple more minutes. Seeing as though we...
Sorry, you don't have a couple of minutes. I'll give you 30 seconds.
Okay, well, seeing as though we're in upstate New York, it basically makes absolutely no sense for the permits to go from July to December. We are missing crucial time of revenue that we could be generating to feed our families. So I propose that you lower the six-month option down to $100, which is only going to miss out of $100 with those four collective permits that go for 6 months. I don't think that's breaking the bank. And also, I would like to add that a vote be put on the schedule to amend this, to amend the policy, to go from the 6 month in July to December to May to October, so it makes sense, and then $100 for the 6 months. Okay, I have more to explain it. The only last thing I'm going to say, and I'm definitely going to say this, and I apologize, but there has been a decline of decorum within this chamber to the point of city employees bringing up Facebook groups during proceedings. My disturbance is about the treatment of a Roman who spoke 2 weeks ago. They not only showed concern, but compassion. Unfortunately, they were lambasted in a response. Thank you very much. I'll continue in 2 weeks.
Next speaker, please. Is anyone else wishing to speak? Public session is closed. Dear Chair, will entertain a motion that the readings of the minutes of the preceding session be dispensed with and that they be approved.
So moved.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Spreece. Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Presentation of petitions and communications.
The Capitol Theater financial report for quarter ended 12/31/24 has been received and filed in the city clerk's office.
Board of City Officials. Matt Andrews, Community Economic Development.
President Menash, members of the Common Council, Matt Andrews, East Garden Street, Rome, New York. I have a respectful request that resolution number 54 on tonight's agenda be amended. I can outline the amendment now, or if you would prefer to call me back up during the resolution. The amendment as requested would amend the amended amount line under the source of touring 2023 from $340,410.82 to $403,017.82, which would also amend the total line for the amended column from $1,203,009.72 to $1,265,600. $1,216.72, or an amendment of $62,607. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Anyone else? DPW Commissioner Giuliano.
President Nash and members of the council, on the agenda tonight, ordinance 9776. I would request that this be tabled so more research can be done on this. This was not presented to me personally, but it does have my the Commissioner of Public Works title on it. So I need to research this further. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Anyone else? Board of Counselors. Counselor Anderson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. If I may ask a couple of questions to DPW Commissioner Joe Giuliano.
Absolutely. Commissioner Giuliano.
Mr. Giuliano, just some questions on some legislation that's on tonight's agenda regarding resolution number 55 and ordinance 9777. The work that you're proposing to do for the chlorine storage building. We had a municipal ops meeting on March 19th. Was the chlorine storage project discussed at all?
No, that's the chlorine building at the water filtration plant was not discussed at that March meeting.
Okay. In a sense, similar sense, I know you gave us a good tour of the construction work at for City Hall, but did we talk during that meeting of regarding the elevator wrap and A&M graphics?
Councilor Anderson, no, that meeting that I had with the elevator contractor was after our ops meeting.
Okay. And unfortunately, resolution number 60, there was no supporting documentation. For example, an estimate from A&M graphics. So there's very little information regarding the company or their bid for that project. My last question at that March 19th meeting, did we discuss the road work that would need to be done up at the water filtration plant? And I'm talking about ordinance number 9779. The $150,000 bonding that needs to be done for the water for the road work.
Councilor Anderson, members, no, that work at the water filtration plant, at the road work, the access road to the lagoons, was not discussed at that meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Councilor
Anderson. Anyone else? Board of committees. Councilor Durson.
President Nash, members of the council, with the email chain, I'm sure you all already know, we've been asked to look into the fees. And I did some cursory research before the meeting we are having next week. Mm-hmm. Next week. The city has food trucks at July, June, August, October, Oktoberfest, and then trick or treat, end of October, tree lighting. So those are all activities that have placed. We've had things there. Give me one more second, and I'll get Eric was city clerk was very good to me and got me a list of peddlers. I'm not going to say them all. There were 15 on the list for 2024, and they ranged from getting applications put in December, June, January, June, February, June, March, July, April, July, May, August, April, June, June. So with those being said, we are going to get into the details in what works best for the city of Rome. I have not looked into other fees in association of there. I wish some people were still at the meeting because I could have talked to them now. But that's neither here nor there. We are moving forward with these things and we are looking into them. And I thank for all the help from the administrative side of this. and we will have more answers after our next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Dursey. Anyone else? On the resolutions, resolution number 50.
Accepting donation presented to the City of Rome, $500 by Cataldo Kit Nashton.
Move it.
Councilor Dursey.
Second.
Councilor Anderson. Resolution number 50 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All of them. Councilor Anderson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I just want to take the opportunity to thank Mr. Nashton, Cataldo Kit Nashton, for his generous donation here. And I fully support this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Anderson. Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 50 is carried. Resolution number 51.
Authorizing an interfund transfer from the water fund into the general fund.
Move it.
Councilor Dursey.
Second.
Councilor Spraya. Resolution number 51 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 51 is carried. Resolution number 52.
Authorizing use of general funds to fund the future construction projects capital reserve.
Move it.
Councilor Fazio.
Second.
Councilor Mortis. Resolution number 52 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 52 say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 52 is carried. Resolution number 53.
Authorizing amendment number 1 to the capital account HGP Woodhaven Complete Streets.
Move. Councilor Sprace.
Second.
Councilor Dursey. Resolution number 53 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 53 say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 53 is carried. Resolution number 54.
Authorizing amendment number 2 to the capital account HGI City Green.
Move it. Councilor Sprace.
Second.
Councilor Mortis. Resolution number 54 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Chair will entertain a motion to make an amendment. Councilor Sprace. Councilor Mortis. And the amendment would be changing the touring amount under the touring 2023 under the amended amount from $340,410.82 to $403,017.82. Any discussion? All those in favor of that amendment say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The amendment carries. The resolution is amended. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 54 as amended say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 54 as amended is carried. Resolution number 55.
Resolution determining that the proposed improvements to the Rome Water Filtration Department Chlorine Storage Building is a type 2 action for the purposes of the New York State Environmental Quality Review Act.
Move it.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Mortis. Resolution number 55 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Councilor Anderson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Regarding this legislation, which are the proposed improvements to the chlorine storage building at the water filtration plant, my understanding is that the work that's going to be done, we don't have any work estimates as yet. And as Mr. Giuliano said, the Municipal Ops Committee has not had a chance to discuss this project. I was up there today and met with the staff and looked at the building, and I have some concerns about the estimate here, rough estimate of $75,000 for this work. And I just would like further discussion with the DPW and the commissioner so that we can bring it back to committee and review. So I'm going to ask the resolution number 55, and when I get down to ordinances, I'll probably do the same thing with 9777. But I'm going to ask that resolution number 55 be tabled so that the Municipal Ops Committee can get more information regarding this project. And I move the tabling.
Resolution number 55 has been a motion to table. Is there a second?
Second.
Councilor Sprace. All those in favor of tabling resolution number 55 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 55 is tabled. Resolution number 56.
Resolution determining that the proposed improvements to the Rome Martin Community Center is a type 2 action for purposes of the New York State Environmental Quality Review Act.
Move it.
Counselor Anderson.
Second.
Counselor Dursey. Resolution number 56 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 56, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 56 is carried. Resolution number 57.
Resolution determining that the proposed reconstruction and resurfacing of certain roads is a type 2 action for purposes of the New York State Environmental Quality Review Act.
So move.
Counselor Martis.
Second.
Counselor Spraglia. Resolution number 57 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 57, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 57 is carried. Resolution number 58.
Resolution determining that the replacement of equipment, machinery, or apparatus for the city's water supply and distribution system is a type 2 action for purposes of the New York State Environmental Quality Review Act.
Move it.
Counselor Dursey.
Second.
Counselor Sprace. Resolution number 58 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 58, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 58 is carried. Resolution number 59.
Resolution determining that the replacement of equipment, machinery, or apparatus for the city's sewer system is a type 2 action for purposes of the New York State Environmental Quality Review Act.
Move it.
Counselor
Smith.
Smith.
Second.
And Counselor Martis. Resolution number 59 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 59, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 59 is carried. Resolution number 60.
Authorizing amendment to the capital account HGD, City Hall Elevator Capital Project.
Move it.
Counselor Dursey.
Second.
Counselor Sprace. Resolution number 60 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Counselor Anderson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to move to table this legislation until we get more information regarding the estimate from A&M Graphics. Regarding where they're located, and review this resolution with the Municipal Ops Committee, and I would move to table resolution number 60. Thank you.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Councilor Spraglia. There's been a motion to table resolution number 60. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of tabling resolution number 60, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 60 is carried. Ordinances. Ordinance number 9776.
Authorizing the placement of two handicap parking spaces with an offloading space between them on the north side of the 100 block of West Dominic Street.
Councilor Sprace. Councilor Fazio.
Unanimous consent.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Martis. Ordinance number 9776 is removed and seconded. Unanimous consent is moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? I don't.
This go right.
Can I trust Joe?
Yes. You can recognize me first.
So. Oh, no. President Anderson, council members. Commissioner Giuliano, I assumed that Patrick's race had sent you the email on this, which he sent it to me, and I assume that he cleared it with you first.
Mr. Giuliano?
President Nash and Councilor Fazio, members of the council, no, this was not run through my office. Pat looked at this on a small level, but there is another project going on out there that that should have been considered before this was pushed through.
Okay. Because Tracy had sent me back to see if we could get it on the council agenda for tonight.
The Tracy you're referring to is not an approval board.
Right.
You should have seen an email from me or correspondence from Commissioner White on an issue like this.
Okay, my apologies.
Thank you.
Okay. Officer Sprace.
Thank you, President Nash. DPW Commissioner, I have a question. So with my concern with this, just coming up with this now, isn't there some kind of procedures and protocol on how these go through through Corporation Council through your office, so this shouldn't happen because it's done before. And I don't think this, you know, this little mishap should happen again. So there was something happened somewhere. There was a miscommunication and this shouldn't happen. And not blaming anybody, but moving forward, we need to make sure that this doesn't happen because we have the council of record on here that is up here and waiting for this to be passed. I'm sure talk to your constituents and then this comes up. So I don't know if we can streamline this a little better moving forward.
Again, President Nash, Councilor Sparace and members of the Common Council. Yes, there is a procedure set in place. These requests come from councilors to myself and or Commissioner White. Commissioner White and I discuss traffic signs and this type of action. I don't know why this one was not brought to my office. That's why I bring it up tonight.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we, you know, we can just nip this in the bud. Hopefully it doesn't happen again. Make this a better
stream. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Further discussion?
Can we table this?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You making a motion?
I move to table it.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Yep. Ordinance number 976 has been tabled. It's been requested to be tabled. Is there any discussion on the tabling of it? All those in favor of tabling ordinance number 976, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 9776 has been tabled. Ordinance number 9777.
Bond ordinance of the City of Rome, Oneida County, New York, authorizing the issuance of not to exceed $75,000 bonds to finance the cost of improvements to the Rome Water Filtration Department Chlorine Storage Building.
So move.
Councilor Mortis.
Second.
Councilor Sparace.
Unanimous consent.
Thursday.
Second.
Sparaglia. Ordinance number 9777 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent, but moved and seconded. All those in favor, unanimous consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? Councilor Anderson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. In a similar sense to what I proposed for resolution number 55, I'm going to ask that ordinance number 9777 be tabled until we're able to have a further review by the Municipal Ops Committee. And I move to table 9777.
We have a second.
Second.
Councilor Dursey. Ordinance number 9777 has been motioned to get tabled. Is there any discussion on that? All those in favor of tabling ordinance number 9777, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 9777 is tabled. Ordinance 9778.
Bond ordinance of the City of Rome, Oneida County, New York, authorizing the issuance of not to exceed $30,000 bonds to finance the cost of improvements to the Rome Martin Community Center.
Move it.
Smith and Anderson.
And Mr. Senator.
Brace.
Soccer.
And Mortis. Ordinance number 9778 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor, unanimous consent, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, ordinance number 9778, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ordinance number 9778 is carried. Ordinance number 9779.
Bond ordinance of the City of Rome, Oneida County, New York, authorizing the issuance of $150,000 bonds to pay the cost of reconstruction or resurfacing of certain roads for the Water Filtration Department.
Move it.
Thursday.
Second.
Raya.
Unanimous consent.
Smith.
Second.
Brace. Ordinance number 9779 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor, unanimous consent, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, ordinance number 9779, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ordinance number 9779 is carried. Ordinance number 9780.
Bond ordinance of the City of Rome, Oneida County, New York, authorizing the issuance of not to exceed $475,000 bonds to finance costs of replacing equipment, machinery, or apparatus for the city water supply and distribution system.
So move.
Councilor Mortis.
Second.
Brace, Sparaglia, and Dursey. Ordinance number 9780 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor, unanimous consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, ordinance number 9780, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ordinance number 9780 is carried. Ordinance number 9781.
Bond ordinance of the City of Rome, Oneida County, New York, authorizing the issuance of not to exceed $732,000 bonds to finance costs of replacing equipment, machinery, or apparatus for the city sewer system.
Move it.
Councilor Sprayya.
Second.
Councilor Dorsey.
Unanimous consent.
Councilor Mortis.
Second.
Councilor Sprace. Ordinance number 9781 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor, unanimous consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ordinance number 9781 has been carried. Ordinance number 9782. We don't. All those in favor, ordinance number 9781, say aye.
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 Opposed, ordinance number 9781 is carried. Ordinance number 9782.
Authorizing the assignment of office space in Rome City Hall to Greenman Peterson Incorporated.
Move it.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Sprace.
Unanimous consent.
Councilor Dorsey.
Second.
Councilor Sprayya. Ordinance number 9782 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor, unanimous consent, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, ordinance number 9782, unanimous consent is carried. Any discussion on the ordinance? All those in favor of ordinance number 9782, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, ordinance number 9782 is carried. The chair will entertain a motion to waive Rule 6 on Resolution Number 61.
Move it.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Dorsey. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Seelig.
Accepting donation presented to the City of Rome by Andro Computational Solutions, LLC, $348.
Discussion?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to abstain from this particular vote because this is my company. And basically, the employees of Andro like to do some community type work. And they really want this work to be done on Earth Day. And that's why they're contributing the two trees. I believe they're going to replace two trees that were taken down by the tornado. So I'm abstaining from this vote.
Thank you, Councilor Smith. Any other discussion? Okay. So we need a motion to move it.
Second.
Smith, Sprace, and Mortis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? And one abstention. Motion carries. The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move it.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Sprayya. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you all for coming tonight.